Are you tired of being bombarded with confusing nutritional information? Are you tired of diets that don't work? Or maybe you're just tired of being tired? Well, I am here to help. I am Mari Pizarro, your detox mentor, and I have a gift for you. Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, and there you will find a link for a free consultation, a menu makeover. What do you have to do? Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, fill out the form, make the appointment, and have a call with me. streamlinedhealth.com.
Good morning. Happy Saturday morning. I'm Renee, the host of Balanced Life. I am here today with Mari Pizarro from Streamlined Health. She's an expert in women's health, a certified master transformational coach, and a board certified and accredited member of the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. That's a lot to say. Good morning, Mari.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I don't know if anyone is familiar with Mari Carmen, but she's a number one bestseller of her book called Gone in a Flash. And she's also, we're lucky enough to have her the first Saturday of every month at 8 a.m. So welcome. Today,
thank you.
Today we want to continue our talks on detoxification. What is it and how does it benefit us? Sounds like a mystery word to me.
Yeah, and I've been having so much fun talking about it in the previous Saturdays, previous months. But you know what's my obsession this month?
What is your obsession?
My obsession is with debunking some healthy foods that are really not that healthy for us.
You had mentioned gluten-free products when we had talked about the grocery aisle, and you said they are not that healthy. So I was very surprised.
Well, I'm not going to go into gluten right now, but let me tell you what's gluten-free. An apple is gluten-free.
Oh, it's not labeled as such.
It's gluten-free. The gluten-free aisle is definitely meant to be avoided. These products are highly processed. Yes, they do not have gluten. And if you're gluten sensitive or if you have celiac disease, maybe if you want to treat. But what's happening, marketing is just amazing, as you probably know.
A little bit.
And the media has led us to believe that the gluten-free aisle is healthy. But that's more trendy, right? That's more fashionable. There's a lot of people that still are not that excited about gluten-free. And as I said, an apple is gluten-free, salads are gluten-free, chicken is gluten-free, by the way, okay. It doesn't have to be vegetarian necessarily. But you know what? Something that has been portrayed as healthy for a lot longer than gluten is some of the breakfast foods. And that's what I want to talk about today more. Because it's easier for me when I say, oh, don't go to the gluten-free aisle. Those are full of sugar and processed. But the healthy breakfast that we were taught since very little were healthy for us is hard. I get more resistance on that. So one of the healthy foods I would love everybody to stop eating right now is your breakfast, your whole grain breakfast cereal. And I'm going to go in detail.
Whole grain? Now, oh my goodness.
The whole grain breakfast cereal.
Okay.
Did you know that the majority of the breakfast cereals in the supermarket are actually harmful for your health?
Oh boy.
Yeah, I know.
This isn't good.
Even most of those labeled as whole grain, high fiber, low fat, or gluten-free. Honestly, anything that has any health claim in the label, I just look for the ingredients. I want you all to get curious. But let me tell you why. The majority of these cereals contain offensive, and I, you know how I feel about these. They're offensive amounts of sugar. I have been taking the grams of sugar and comparing them with like a Snickers or Kit Kat, Hershey bar, and there's no difference. Mm. Take, for example, one that really has been the culprit of health problems for, I would say, 50% of my so-called healthy clients. Mm-hmm. It's Raisin Bran cereal. That's the one I'm going to, you know, I think that's the worst offender. And it is a combination of what we are led to believe. That I think that's the strongest part. Mm-hmm. We really think Raisin Bran, it's actually not even that sweet. I mean, only adults eat, not even children, because it's too healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about it. In reality, the Raisin Bran cereal that we see, the brand one and the non-brand, is composed of whole grain flakes and raisins, both of which are sweetened with a whopping 18 grams of sugar. And keep in mind, that might not mean anything. One teaspoonful of sugar is 4 grams.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So it's 4.5. Would you put that in your, and that's one serving. And we all know those servings are ridiculous. What is it, like half a cup?
Ridiculously small.
Like nobody, you put it, yeah, and if you measure, we're probably having 3 of those.
Oh my goodness.
So, and that's where I want to create, and that's why I'm obsessed with it. Can you tell?
Well, no, that's good to have passion. I mean, you're helping people and educating people. I think it's sad that that all these foods can make these health claims. And as parents, we think we're making the best choices for our
exactly.
children, and we're not.
It's about being educated and really questioning the meat, you know, the commercials we see on TV, for example, and it's okay, it has 18 grams of sugar, and maybe a fruit is very high in sugar also, but this sugar, these flakes themselves, they have at least 2 forms of very unhealthy sugars. This is not the raw sugar that is not necessarily good for you, but it's not the unhealthy one. These are high fructose corn syrup, things that are going to elevate our blood sugar levels and then cause the crash that in many of us, especially women over a certain age, we tend to think, oh, I'm more hormonal, or I have these cravings because I'm 45. I hear that a lot. No, you're eating food that is triggering a chemical reaction in your body where you have the high in sugar and then you have the low. And when you have the low, you literally, physically, you have a crash. And we can go into all of the scientific detail in another show, which is one of my passions also. But imagine doing this to children.
Yes.
And honestly, we don't even give this cereal to children. We're giving tricks and other colorful things to our children, which have double the amount of sugar of this one. Right.
I think it almost triggers addictions too. Like you're saying, it's making your body crave more of the bad stuff. So
And the sad part really is that when I interview my clients, the first thing they say is that I don't know what's going on. I feel this way. I have mood swings, or my energy goes up and down. I can't stop my cravings, and I eat healthy. And they tell me, oh, that's why I'm using the old brand Raisin, and they have yogurt and a bagel and low fat this and low fat that. Stay away from those things. They're you know, only whole foods are going to give you health. So, as I said, your body experiences a major increase in blood sugar, regardless of what grain they're supposed to be. That whole grain, that's another very interesting definition. Nobody is monitoring what a whole grain is. You can put anything on the label as long as there's a small percentage of a whole grain in whatever you're marketing, right?
Right.
So you're creating this thing, and yeah, it has whole grain in it, but it really has no value when it is covered with the sugars and when it really is hard to digest, especially when you use the raisins that they're using that are also covered in chemicals to make sure they keep the moist level, and to make sure they're sweet, they even add more sugar into these raisins. So these raisins have been in a bath of chemicals and then in a bath of sugar, not to mention that raisins are sweet enough to begin with, right? Regular, normal, clean raisins.
That seems, I always thought Raisin Bran was much healthier than Captain Crunch or all that. So that's really, that's disconcerting, actually.
But you said something very important, and a lot of my clients tell me that. But, oh my God, I was eating Captain Crunch, and I changed to, well, maybe it is a little bit less bad, but saying the word healthy in the same sentence, to me, it's no.
It's not that it's
healthier. It's almost like saying, oh, well, I was smoking, 10 cigarettes.
Yeah.
10 cigarettes a day, and now I'm smoking 5, so I'm healthier. Well, it's a way of, it's less bad. You're on the way to something better.
Come back, and we're going to get into this a little bit further here with Mari Pizarro of Streamlined Health. Please stay tuned.
Be my source, be my life, Jesus.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Are you tired of being bombarded with confusing nutritional information? Are you tired of diets that don't work? Or maybe you're just tired of being tired? Well, I am here to help. I am Mari Pizarro, your detox mentor, and I have a gift for you. Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, and there you will find a link for a free consultation, a menu makeover. What do you have to do? Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com. Fill out the form, make the appointment, and have a call with me. Streamlinedhealth.com.
Back with Mari Pizarro from Streamlined Health, who's also the number one author of Gone in a Flash. Okay, Mari, we were in a heated discussion earlier because I thought Raisin Bran was good for my kids, and you're educating us very well here. So, sugar, tell us more.
So we already talked about the amount of sugar in one serving, and it is important to mention that a sudden increase in sugar in your blood will trigger your body to release fat-storing hormones. Mm. And it's not necessarily that you're going to get automatically fat, right? But the fat-storing hormones are such as insulin. Insulin will contribute to more cravings later on, period. Mm. It's a scientific fact. Okay. And it is really a very unhealthy, unhappy way to start the day. Oh. If you think about it, right? And then if you add milk to it, and you know how I feel about, we have to do a whole show on cow's milk.
I think so,
yeah,
on dairy.
My other passion.
Oh boy.
So it is also worth mentioning that when blood sugar increases really quickly, like with this amount of sugar, there's a process that is called glycation. It's glycation, glycation. And what that does is it accelerates the speed at which our body ages, our body parts age, right? Body parts such as your joints, your skin, and your organs. And that happens, okay, so it's triggered. You eat the sugar, and in this case, the sugar that we're discussing today is old brand raisin cereal. You eat that one serving, which is probably a fourth of what I would put in a. Yeah, I took the box and when I put one serving in the bowl, it was ridiculous. It was really, really small. One serving, according to what the box says, is one serving with 18 grams. So you eat that, blood sugar increases, insulin, which is a fat storing hormone, is released, and glycation occurs. Glycation will cause body parts to age more rapidly. So we age because we're aging, right? We're aging because every year, it's another year in our life. But what I have discovered through my work is that the majority of the aging occurs due to toxic things, that these type of processes that are occurring in our body. And I call that toxicity. I mean, having glycation occurs is oxidation. It's the opposite of, we all look for the antioxidant cream and antioxidant fruits. But then we're doing these things that it almost creates a new effect, if not worse, in the body. And I, you know, what I really want to bring home is, please think twice before digging into this so-called healthy breakfast. Be an informed buyer. Read the label. Learn, you know, how many grams in a teaspoonful and how, what is a serving. Just take the time. It will take you more time, just a few times. Right, you do this maybe one time, two times, three times. By the fourth time, you always buy the same thing. We all always more or less buy the same thing. So it's a matter of taking the time and really understanding what is it that I'm putting into my body, which we have discussed in the past. This is not, our body was not created. We're amazing machines, right?
Yeah.
But we were not created. God never intended us to have this type of food. It was never in his plan. So, and I say that every time I talk about these things, because it's almost like messing up with nature.
True.
Right? But it's so ingrained in us that these things are necessary for a healthy breakfast. And
as a health coach, do you educate people on how to read the labels?
Absolutely. That's
because if I see whole grain, again, it comes back to marketing. If I see those key words, less sugar, I believe it. I think it takes some education reading the labels. Do you walk people through the grocery store? Do you help them?
Depending on the program, yes. I have programs that are group programs that are more packaged.
Okay.
And we do have a class on that. And then I have my VIP, like one-on-one clients that they want, you know, they would be with me like 3 hours a week. And we go to the supermarket and we do that. But you know what I'm thinking is to record it. I want to go, Whole Foods didn't allow me to do that. I want to have permission and go to a supermarket and record it so that everybody can see me in the supermarket with the brands that they love.
Yeah, I just, think that would be effective.
Just going how to understand labels. And when you see more than five ingredients, run for the hills. Run away.
Okay.
That's not meant for humans to digest. I mean, we do it because we're amazing machines again. But the toxicity goes everywhere and it shows up. Usually, in the majority of my clients are, you know, over 35. And they have joint pain and they have pre-arthritis. And women have severe premenopause symptoms and migraines. And all of that goes away when we clean up our diet.
Do you have an offer for our audience
today? Well, first of all, I did prepare something. And what I did for listeners of WFYL is I cleared my calendar for this month. And what I'm offering you is a free menu makeover consultation.
I like that already.
Because I really want to just see what you're eating and say, hey, how about you swap these things for healthier alternatives that are not going to be more costly? They're going to be different. And I understand that there's some resistance, but that's all. They're going to be different.
I like that. A food swap.
A food swap.
I
yeah.
like that.
And so what I have, when you go to my website, www.streamlinedhealth, all together with ED, streamlinedhealth.com, when you go on the Contact Me tab, there's a form there that you fill out for a consultation.
Okay.
And in that form, we finished the form last night, actually. I am asking you, and it's actually a required field, to tell me what is it that you're eating all day. I need to see that to be able to give you good recommendations or say, hey, you're doing great. So it will be my honor to have the opportunity to chat with a few of you on the phone. It's complimentary, no obligation. And especially for WFYL listeners.
Oh, that's great. So they can contact you through your website. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So keep going. Tell us more, Mari.
So, what, you know, people, I like to leave you inspired, which sometimes it's hard to do, right?
Yeah. They're like, now you burst my bubble with the Raisin
that.
Brand.
Exactly.
Okay.
But an alternative that my favorite alternative is a green smoothie, and I'm gonna explain why. A wholesome green smoothie instead of the cereals that would add fiber, real fiber from plants, plants that are not nothing that has to be processed like whole grain. Live enzymes. Plants have live enzymes in them. When we eat them, those live enzymes come and they clean our cells, or my favorite word, detoxify your cells. And vitamins, of course, vitamins that have not been depleted, nor have they have been pasteurized, like orange juice. That the orange juice that you buy is basically water with sugar because they kill the enzymes. Sometimes they add vitamins, but you know, you can have a multivitamin. I'd rather have the vitamin from the fruit directly into my system first thing in the morning, because it is the most important meal in the day, because we're fasting. And what I love is the feeling of life force energy, natural, into my body first thing in the morning, because it is the most important food. And it has to be light, because it's going to nurture me and it's going to giving the energy to continue during the day. And then 2 hours later, I have, you know, either oatmeal if I'm having, you know, a starch, or organic eggs. And, you know, I do eat, it's not all about the smoothie, but it, to start the day is really a good thing. And why a smoothie? A lot of people ask me, you know, I'd rather eat the fruit and the vegetable. I'd rather make a salad. So first thing in the morning, it's important to have this food pre-masticated for us.
What does that mean?
That means that when you put this food in the blender, the blender is pre-masticating the food for us, which is releasing the vitamins, the live enzymes, even the fiber, is breaking it down so that it almost doesn't take any effort to digest. One of the things that is going to give us energy is not necessarily eating any food, is that shortening the time of digestion.
Okay.
And it's a perfect way to start the day.
I always worry, does it take a lot of time to do? Does it taste good? My first concerns.
I think it tastes good, but you know, it's going to taste like, I use a lot of lemon. Lemon is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory natural. And I call it green lemonade. Tastes to me, imagine a green lemon. The thing is that it's green, and some people are like, ew, it's green. It is. But let me give you the recipe real quick. So you start with 1 cup of filtered water. This is not, you're not going to put milk or juice, or it's water. And just make sure it's filtered. And my recommendation is 1 head of romaine. If you don't have romaine, any other lettuce will do. And it takes me about 5 minutes from the moment I take everything out of the refrigerator to having the blender cleaned.
That's not bad.
No, it's not.
I can do that.
Spinach is key, because then you go to the dark leafy greens. So whatever you have, if I have spinach, I do spinach, kale, collard greens, anything that is dark leafy green. And then I add a green apple or frozen berries, a banana or an avocado. All of that, depending on your goals, if you want to lose weight or not. And that's it. Ice, lots of ice. And then you taste
perfect.
It. And of course, the lemon cuts the green flavor.
Okay.
It tastes like a really tart, and you can adjust the sweetness with the fruit, like a tart lemonade.
That sounds wonderful. And I know you can find more recipes on Mari's Facebook and her website at streamlinedhealth.com. It's Mari Pizzotto. author of Gone in a Flash, and a wonderful health coach. Remember, a balanced life is a healthy life. Thank you so much, Mari.
My pleasure, as always. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day, and I'm Renee with InTouch Marketing. Thank you.
Are you tired of being bombarded with confusing nutritional information? Are you tired of diets that don't work? Or maybe you're just tired of being tired? Well, I am here to help. I am Mari Pizarro, your detox mentor, and I have a gift for you. Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, and there you will find a link for a free consultation, a menu makeover. What do you have to do? Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com. Fill out the form, make the appointment, and have a call with me. streamlinedhealth.com.
Hi, folks. Mike Kaminsky here, co-host and local sponsor of Putting Your Financial House in Order. People ask me all the time, do you like being on the radio? And I answer, absolutely. I personally feel being on the radio is the next best thing to being able to sit down one-on-one with you. It's a great way to help educate you on many areas of personal and business finance. So I hope that if you do have questions, you'll pick up the phone and you'll give me a call. I'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions you have. That's why I'm here. That's why I co-host and sponsor the program. So now is a great time to get your questions answered. So simply give me a call at 484-671-2461. That's 484-671-2461.
Putting your financial house in order.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.